Okay, what I wanted to do today, we have a relatively short shiur. I wanted to wrap up a point or two about yesterday's sugya, and then really introduce a yesod and avos and toldos in general, which will be something that will stick with us going forward. So yesterday discussed four shittos rishonim regarding the din of ein binyan bekelim, ein stir bekelim. We saw, just to quickly review, we saw shittos hatosfos. And the Tosas writes that really depends on the level of chizuk and umnus. If it's a significant craftsman type of work, it's chazak, then yesh ben yibikelim. If, however, it is something that's kind of flimsy, that's not the craftsman's work, it's not chazak, it's arai, then ain ben yibikelim. Then we saw the shita of the Ramban, and the Ramban says it's of a asiyas kli chadash, then yesh ben yibikelim. But if it's just an enhancement of an existing kli, or a restoration of a kli, then ein binyan bekelim. We saw the view of the Yireim, and the Yireim maintained that really halacha ein binyan bekelim. And when Rava says that yichayv mishum bona, he doesn't mean bona. It's not bona, but rather it's not makor patish. Since you're involved in construction, it's not called makor patish. And lastly, we saw the sheet of Rashi. And Rashi says, ein binyan bekelim, really ein binyan bekelim. However, anytime you're making a kli, you're going to be chayev, but not because of binyan bekelim, but rather because of melacha of makor patish. And in light of that discussion, I asked the question at the end of shir, after shir was over, but I thought it was a very good example. What would be the halacha if you have chopsticks that they come attached, you know, with that they come attached, and now you break it apart to now make it a functionally usable chopsticks? So what would be the din? So let's just discuss that quickly. According to Tosfos, what would you say? Mutter. Why is it mutter? Doesn't require any umnus. Anyone could do it. That's going to be mutter. Let's go to the other extreme. According to Rashi, what would you say?
It's
usser because of makabe patish. It's not bona, ain't binyan bekelim, but you are enabling it to be used as a kli, and therefore that lechora would be makabe patish, unless you argue. What's the unless? If it's usable, as you know, if it's usable like that, you know what I'm saying? In other words, it's just together at the end, but you could still use it when they're attached. Then I'm ready. Maybe you have a kli, and therefore breaking it is not necessarily the asiyas hakli. One could maybe make such an argument, but I think pashup shot it is asiyas hakli, and therefore according to Rashi, makab badish. What about according to the Yireim? Mutter. Why mutter? Because ain't binyan bekelim, and it's not makapat. Ooh, maybe it is makapatish. What's the Yireim's view of makapatish? Finishing touches. Would that be called finishing touches? So if that's the asiyas hakli, then it's not finishing touches. If it's already called a kli beforehand, then it would be finishing touches. Again, pashup shot, it is not makapatish because it's not just a finishing touch, although maybe you could argue it is. I think there's what to talk about in the Yireim. And what was the last sheet of the Ramban? It's a asiyas hakli, assuming it's a asiyas hakli, and therefore would be asiyas. So that's a very good indicator. In my opinion, one should not break the chopsticks on Shabbos, because it's, at least according to Tosfos, not necessarily how we paskin. According to Tosfos, it's actually mutter, but according to the other Rishonim, it would probably be a problem, and therefore one should avoid. Fine. One last issue on yesterday's shir, and then we will move on. What was Rav's shita in our Gemara? Yesh binyan bekelim. What was the example? Haiman da ayo shufta bekupina de mara. Yesh binyan bekelim. We have a Gemara maseches beitza. An yom tov dav chav tes. Amar Rav Yehuda. Amar Rav. That Amar Rav Yehuda. Amar Rav. Masikin bakelim. You are allowed to fuel a fire with kelim. You're allowed to fuel a fire with kelim. And lechora, that's very difficult. Why is that difficult? Because when you fuel a fire with kelim, what do you do with the kli? You're destroying the kli. And it's mutter to destroy the kli. So what's Rav saying? Ein stira bekelim. But by us he's saying, yesh binyan bekelim. So Rav himself is contradictory. Rav himself is contradictory. Who resolved that contradiction that we've seen already? Yireim. How did Yireim resolve the contradiction? Really, what does Rav hold? What's the mother shita? What's the core shita? Rav holds. Ain binyan bekalim, masikin bekalim is ain binyan bekalim. So Hakam Rav says you chay mishum bona by us. That's the answer. You're not chay mishum bona. You're involved in bona, but you're not chay mishum bona. It's just coming to exclude the sheet of Shmuel. Yafe. What would Tosfos say about the sugya of masikin bekalim beyond? How would Tosfos understand that? No.
Depends what type of level of meat.
Meaning, what kind of kli are we talking about over there? Over there in Beitza.
Where
it says, Masikin Bekalim, so Ain Binyan Bekalim.
That's only by a week.
That's a week kli. And our sugya is talking about a fast, strongly made kli. And the sugya in Beitza is a week kli. So we solve the problem of the sugya according to the Reim and according to Tosfos. Rashi, however, maintains that according to Rav, what's Rav's view? Yesh binyan bekalim. And if so, this Gemara seems to say, according to Rav, clearly, ain binyan bekalim. So Rashi has a problem according to Rav. One way, two ways, three ways. Three resolutions. Three resolutions. Resolution number one. Actually, we'll start with resolution number two. Start with resolution number two. This is the Magen Avraham. According to the Magen Avraham, where is the distinction between our sugya, Daf Kuv Beis, Amud Beis, and the Gemara Maseches Beis? Where does it lie? What's the chiluk in the sugyas? What's our what masechet is our sugya in? Shabbos. What masechet is that sugya in? Beitz. What's masechet Beitz all about? Hilchos Yom Tov. That's the key. Yontif versus Shabbos. Over there, what's the major heter that you find in Hilchos Yom Tov that you don't find in Hilchos Shabbos? Ein bein. Shabbos liyantiv ella ochel nefesh bilvad. If you're involved in ochel nefesh melachos, meleches ochel nefesh is mutter. Why? What are you doing in the case when you're throwing that kli into the fire? What are you doing? What do you think you're doing? You're throwing kli into the fire for what purpose? To make food. What melacha are you engaged in when you're fueling that fire, for real? Havara. Is Havara mutter on Yantiv? Can you extend the flame on Yantiv? Yeah. Of course you can. What is a byproduct of the Havara? Stira Bekele. What's going to define this activity? The Havara or the Stira? The Havara is what you're doing. The Stira is a consequence. Says the Magen Avraham, is this for food or not for food? Since it's for food, so ochal nefesh is permissible, and that's why masikin bekalim, because havara is meleches ochal nefesh, it's yom tov, and that's why it's permissible. That's the approach of the Magen Avraham. Good. Minor?
Yeah.
Okay, the Gra.
I don't understand how, you're still, at the end of the day, doing, stira. Yeah,
it's true you're doing stira, but what's the instrument of your stira? Fire for food on Shabbos. And fire for food on Shabbos is an act that is mut. For Anyantiv, and that's mut. Okay, the Vilna Gaon gives a very simple answer. And according to the Vilna Gaon, he says, who's breaking the kli? The fire is breaking the kli. The fire is breaking the kli. If the fire is breaking the kli, so what do we call that? I am, what am I doing? I'm setting a process in motion. But who's breaking the kli? The fire is breaking the kli, what do we call that? That's called grumma. And grumma is permissible as opposed to making the kli itself with my hands. That's ain binyan bekalim. That's the ain binyan bekalim. But if it's a grumma, that's okay. That's answer number two. And answer number three is an interesting approach. Gentlemen, let us assume it's 50 years ago. 50 years ago, were you allowed to smoke on Yom Tov? Smoke cigarettes on Yom Tov? Rabbi Safford? It's pretty common. People used to smoke cigarettes on Yom Tov. Yeah, but it's less mutter now. Because 50 years ago, the health risks of smoking were not as common. Many more people smoked. And therefore, it's what we call it was a universal pleasure. Today, much fewer people smoke because of the health risks, and therefore it wouldn't be called the universal pleasure. You now do it on Yom Tov.
People still do it, though.
I know. Okay, people do it. People do it. But 50 years ago, I would say the psak was, it was mutter to smoke on Yom Tov. Today, it's not as simple. Now, let's say you have a cigarette, and on that cigarette, it says Marlboro. What happens when you smoke a cigarette? What? You're erasing. So why did they say it's mutter to smoke on Yom Tov? Okay, good. There's no problem with extending the flame, because extending the flame is ochal nefesh, it's mutter. But what about that mochek? What about erasing? Okay, so take a look for a second. It's an interesting Or Sameach. Look at the Or Sameach 1C. If I were to ask you, when you smoke a cigarette, I ask you, what are you doing? What's the answer? Would you say, I'm erasing? Would you ever say that? That's not how you would define that action. You're smoking, you're not erasing. When you throw a kli into a fire to fuel the fire, how would you define that action? Would you say I'm breaking a kli, or would you say I'm fueling a fire? Even though, yes, the consequence is erasing, the consequence is breaking the kli. But you define the action by your core purpose and agenda in the action. Take with your samer. I think it's a subtle difference. It's similar. It is similar. Avokan b'mavir. Anytime you burn something, is that called soter? Anytime you burn something, avokan b'mavir sheikra soter lo shamanu. Avokan b'mavir sefer. If you burn a book, ha'im nemer dechavi shemochek. Would you call that erasing? Kamo kein eno soter l'inyan Shabbos. That's not called soter. In other words, you need to define your action for what it really is. This is not an action of breaking a kli. This is an action of fueling a fire, and that is how you're going to define the action. And that's the chiddush of the Or Sameach, and that is the third approach in the soter. Yes? No, they don't. That's a different issue. That's okay, whether it's a psikresha. No, but then you're getting into, okay, they're not miskaven, but it's a psikresha. When you smoke, you will erase. And psikresha is awesome. But what we're saying is it doesn't even rise to the level of erasing, because your whole activity is an activity of, it's smoking, it's not erasing. You wouldn't define this or categorize this as erasing. Similarly, when you throw a kli into a fire, you're not going to categorize that. It's not going to be defined as stiras kli. That's defined as fueling a fire, and therefore it doesn't partake of stiras kli. Okay, fine. That's the end of that. I want to go weiter. How many saw the next Gemara, please? You saw the next Gemara?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure we're on the same more or less page. Okay. The next sugya, again, it's a short sugya. It won't take us more than 12, 13 minutes, but it's very, very important because it goes to very core definitions of what is an av and what is a total. How many avos are there in total? 39 avorim chaser achas. And what is the first one of those avos? Zoreh. What is important about an av? We have a principle that says if you did all of the avos malachos on one Shabbos, how many chatos would you have to bring? 39. Let's say you did Zoreya 39 times. Then you only bring one. Then you only bring one. Each, if you, similar. You only bring, yeah, you only chive once. You only chive one, you only bring one. If you did, again, a chatas is brought when you have lack of knowledge. So if you did zoreya in the morning, and then someone said, hey, you're not allowed to plant, that's zoreya. And in the afternoon, you plant it again, then you chive a second one. But if in one shot, you just kept on zoreya, and you didn't know, one carbon. If you did all the malachos, then 39 separate carbons. So now the Gemara says, let's see to the following. Zoreya, notea, mavrich, marakiv, and zomir. We got to know what those terms are. What's zoreya? Planting seeds in the ground. What's notea? Planting a sapling in the ground. What is mavrich? No. Mavrich is taking a branch of vineyard and bending it into the earth. So now it grows as a brand new shoot. So now you have two vines. You had one, now you have two. What is markiv? Grafting. What does grafting mean? You have a tree, and you take another thing, you stick it in, and it grows as a new species.
A tree?
Maybe not allowed. That could be called kilayim, yes. But it's an activity. And what is zomer?
Pruning.
What does pruning mean? You cut a branch, you cut a tree in order to make it grow better. Okay? Those are your five activities. And the Gemara tells us on Daf Ayin Gimel that if you did all of those activities, they're all considered to be kulan malacha achas. If it's kulan malacha achas and you did all five of those different activities on Shabbos, how many karbanos would you have to bring?
One
karban. And then the Gemara has a funny line. Amrav Acha, Amrav Chia, Bar Ashim, Amrav Ami, Zomer Chai Mishum Notea. Venotea, Vamavik, Vamarachim, Chai Mishum Zorea. Mishum Zorea, Mishum Notea, Lo, Ema Af Mishum Zorea. So all of these activities in somehow the family of Zorea, and they're all, if you get them all on one Shabbos, Behelim Echad, you have only one carbon. But I want to explore with you, are they avos or are they toldos? Again, I just want to review for a second. If you did all 39 malachos on one Shabbos, how many karbanos? 39. If you did one av 10 times, how many karbanos? What? Maybe, yes. Yes. Because Yantiv is only a lot, not an Av. There's no concept of an Av on Yantiv. What if you did an Av and it's Tolda? An Av and it's Tolda. If you did an Av and it's Tolda, you also chive only one. Okay, now. We're going to do this outside. I'll do it quick. I want to know these five activities. Zorea, Notem, Amit, Mark, Zomer. Which one is an Av? Which one is a Tolda? Okay? I asked you to look at Rashi. What does Rashi say? Zoreya, Notea, Mavrit, Markiv, all of these are avos. And Zomer is a total. That's what Rashi writes. It's Kula Malacha Achas. They're all within the family. Rashi, Zoreya Av, Notea Nami Av. V'chein marvich and markim aval zomer tov. That's Shitas Rashi. If you look, so the Rabbeinu Chananel says zoreya is an av, and everything else is a tov. That's Rabbeinu Chananel on the daf. Zoreya is the Av. Anything that's in the Mishnah is an Av. The Hashar and the rest are Tolados. Then the Ran, which I copied from your sheets, the wrong Ran, my bad. But the Ran says Zoreya is an Av, Notea is an Av, and Mavrich, Markiv, and Zomer are Toledos. Okay? And then the last Shita is the Rambam. And if you read the Rambam carefully, I hope you did, you will realize that according to the Rambam, Av. A lot of shittas up there. Four shittas. And the question is, what's the machlokes? What is the hesber? What are they arguing about? I'll give you one last fact. I should have made my chart one column longer. Mashke zra'im, watering. If you water plants on Shabbos, everyone agrees that's a total. Even the Rambam says everything is an av, but he's explicit. Mashke is a tov. Okay? So, gentlemen, I want hesber. We're going to start. We're going to order. Shita's Rash. Rash says everything is an av except for zomer, which is a tolda. And my question is, what defines avos? And what defines Tolos? How do you define an av? Mandy?
According to Rashi, perhaps that's creating something new in the ground versus just enhancement.
Creating something new in the ground.
Versus just enhancement of something that's in the ground.
And what's it told them? Enhancement. Okay, I'm going to work with Mandy for a second, with what Mandy's saying. I'm just going to give a little bit of a, I'm going to jazz it up. Okay, I think, Mandy, you're saying it. I'm just going to jazz it up. Okay, you ready? This is, what? Every Av Malacha has a Maisa and has a Tachlis, an action, and a purpose for which the action is performed. And a purpose. An action and its purpose. In order to be an Av, you must share action plus purpose. And by the way, an Av is not an action. It's a category of action. It's a category that incorporates the pu'ula and the tachlis. What is the pu'ula of the category that we call zorea? What is the pu'ula? Planting? Too English for me. I need a description, not a, just a word.
Start of a seed.
You're sticking something into a source of
taking an object that is not mechubar lakarka and joining it into that which is karka. Okay? That's the action. What's the purpose in that action? What's the purpose? You take a seed, put it in the ground. Take a sap and put it in the ground. Take the shoot. It's now out of the ground, you insert it to the ground. Take an external tree and you graft it to the tree. That's the pu'ula. Einu mechubar l'karka, be mechaber it to the karka, to the ground. That's the pu'ula. What is the purpose you're doing that for? To facilitate plant growth. That's your tachlis. If you have both, the pu'ula and the tachlis, you know what we call you? That's called an av malach. And that's the av malacha that we label zoreya. But it's not zoreya. It's the process of taking that which is not mechubar, be mechaber it for the purpose of plant growth. Why is zomer not enough? Why is zomer not enough? Because what did you do when you did zmira? You actually did the exact opposite. You took out which is mechuba lakarka, and you cut it off. For what purpose? Facilitate plank growth. It's not the same maisa. It's the wrong maisa. I understand, but not the maisa. Good, it has a maisa. Everything has a maisa. It doesn't have the right maisa. And therefore, if it shares the same tachlis, but it doesn't have the same maisa, says Rashi, what is it? It's a tolda. That makes it into a tolda. Why is watering also a tolda? What? What's the maisa of watering? Watering. Is that putting a seed into the ground? No, it's different maisa, but what's the goal? Facilitate plant growth. That's called a tolda. Fertilizing might also be a tolda. Why? Because it has the same tachlis of the malacha. Yafe. Let us skip to the sheets of Rambam. What is the Rambam's position? This is a little more subtle. How do you define av malacha? What? Av malacha is defined by not the maisa, but the tachlis. If it has the tachlis of facilitation of plant growth, don't write yet. It's an av malacha. But if that's true, then what also should be an av malacha? Mashka Zeron should be an av malacha. So why are these five avos and Mashka Zeron is only a tolda? Ma? Yafe. Because the Rana has added requirements. You have to be operating on the heftza of the plant. You're operating on the heftza of the plant. When you go ahead and plant the seed, plant the sapling, mavrich markiv, what's your operation on? What are you handling? You're handling the plant. When you do zomer, what are you handling? You're handling the plant. When you water, what are you handling? Not the plant. You're not working. Your heftza that you're operating with is the water, not the plant. That is going to reduce mashkizrayim to a tolda. In other words, according to the Rambam Shita, what's the definition of an av? The tachlis, but the operation, the heft that you're operating on, is the same heft that they operate on the Mishkan, which is the plant itself. Watering already is a new heftza. You're operating with the water, on the water, not on the plant, and as such, that is called a tolda.
What about his example?
Hold on, let me just finish this, and then we'll have to see how this will apply to other cases. Now, the maisa has to be on the heftza. Now, Rabosa, what do Rashi and Rabbi and Rabran have in common? How do I define the concept of an av? Is an av an action? Is an av an action? Is an av a specific action? No. It's not an action. It's a category. It's an idea. It's a concept. It's not an action. Comes on Rabbeinu Chananel, and he fundamentally disagrees. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, what is an av malacha? What is an av malacha? It's an action not defined by the Mishnah. It's an action, an important action that was done in the Mishkan. What did they do in the Mishkan? They planted seeds. Is planting seeds fundamentally different than planting saplings, conceptually, as an idea? Not at all. But, guess what? This is not an av tolda. Why? Because the av is an action, not a category. And it has to be an action that was done in the Mishkan. They planted seeds, they did not plant saplings, and therefore Zoreya is an av, and Noteya is a tolda. Lastly, the Ran. Which camp is the Ran in, Lechora? The Ran is together with the Rabbeinu Chanan. And what's he's basically saying that the Malacha of Zoreya is an action. But fundamentally, are these two really different? It doesn't make a difference whether it's the object of the seed or the object is a plant. The bottom line is, the Malacha is the action of taking an independent object, putting it into the earth in order to now grow as a tree. And that would include Zorea and Notea, but with X to the others, everything else is a total. Markiv is you're taking a, you know, it's still, you're not putting it to the earth. You're putting it into a tree. You're taking a branch and putting it into a tree. This demands the action of putting it into karka itself.
I thought it was like Rashi.
The Ran?
With a narrower definition of how close you have to be, how close the Maisa has to be. Note and Zorea are sticking something that is totally disconnected.
Right. Okay, you could look, you could spin it that way. It's almost saying the same thing, but you could, okay. Now, is this going to work in Kala Torah Kula? Is you going to be run with this idea the whole way through? I'm not 100% sure. You have to see as you work through the Rambams whether it's going to fully work the whole way through. But that is a conceptual framework in order to understand the difference between an Av and a Tola. In our next shiur, which is not going to be tomorrow, we're going to try and take this idea, this conceptual framework, and try and apply it to Meleches Bonin. I'm going to tell you something amazing. According to, how do you make cheese? How do you make cheese? So you take spoiled milk, and you add some enzymes, and you kind of smear it, this on top of that, until it forms curds and whatever, and then it forms into cheese. The Rambam says something absolutely stunning. If you make cheese on Shabbos, you violated a tolda of Meleches Bonin. Very striking. She told of Meleches Bonin. So what we're going to do, our last shiur on Meleches Bonin is going to be on Thursday probably, is we're going to try and understand how the Rambam's vision of Bonin by Kalim, by cheese, and so forth, what is his vision of Meleches Bonin, and then we will move on. Mincha today, 110. 110.